Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. Welcome to the broadcast today. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to encourage you to get your Bible, get a notepad, and get a pen. I want you to take notes and try the spirit of the message that I preach, because the Bible says, try the spirits and see whether they be of God. You're supposed to try every message, every preacher, every church, every denomination for the rest of your life. So I want to go to the scripture, and we want to teach a message on binding and loosing. Let's see what the Bible really has to say about that. Let's go now into the broadcast. God bless you.
So you see a biblical use of loosing and binding. And what has happened in the body, you see it been twisted to bind and then loosen. Okay? Now, let me give you some more scripture. Isaiah 61 verse 1, Luke 4 and 18, Hosea 6 and 1. Let's look at Hosea here. Hosea 6 and 1. Anybody listening tonight? Come and let us return unto the Lord. Okay, we return it unto the Lord. People need to return to God. For he has torn. A lot of time God will let you, God will allow you to be torn. God will allow you to be broken. And the Bible said a broken and a contrite heart God won't despise. Many times God won't even give you deliverance until you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. People don't get deliverance and people don't get made free because they're not sick and tired of their sins. But the Bible said he has torn, indirectly he'll allow you to be torn, I've been there. He has torn and he will heal, okay? He allowed you to be torn, broken, but it's to heal you. Okay. He has smitten and he, God, will bind us up, bind us to him. Here God is using binding. And when God, from his mind, said, deal in binding, he talking about binding a person. Man of God, come here for a minute. Come here for a minute. Okay. I'm going to bind you with me. Come on. I'm going to bind you. You're going to walk with me. You bound with me to walk with me because I want to teach you wisdom. That's the way God see binding. That's the way God used it. Okay, so now if I come and bind the devil in you, I done bound the devil to you.
Right.
I ain't trying to make up nothing. I'm just showing you the Bible. Because there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the body of Christ, and God just sat there and looks at us. And you know what? Now, a lot of time, God has allowed us to do things, and he gave us some success in it. But it wasn't that he approved of what we was doing. It was just through his mercy he gave us some victories. He's meeting you where you are. But there's another scripture said, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. And many times when we see people having to keep coming to the altar, keep coming back, Satan played like he left them. You can spit up 20 times. And I'm not saying that's all wrong, because sometimes people do bring up stuff. But, you know, if I come here every Sunday morning and make a ministry out of that, and you, I'm not glorifying God. I done turned to worship service. We come to break bread together. We come to worship God. And everywhere the saints came together, the Bible said they went from house to house. They went to search the scriptures. They went to seek the Father. They went to have fellowship with each other. They went to worship God. Now, when the devil showed up, they dealt with him. But they never went there particularly to have it a devil show. Y'all hear me? Because when I saw this brother online, just, and this brother been taught. This brother been taught the truth. But what happened when you walk away from light, God give you right back to the folly you left and make you think it's right. Oh, yeah. The Bible said that he'll send you a strong delusion that you'll believe a lie when you've been taught the truth. Amen. So he said he going to bind us up. So God see binding different from the church. Okay? The church see it another way. Let me look at one more Old Testament scripture. Go to Isaiah. And then we're going to move on because I want to get in the New Testament. Isaiah 61 and verse 1. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because, here's the reason why he's on me, and this is a reference to Jesus Christ, ultimately to all of us who follow him. When the Spirit of the Lord come on us, we work the ministry of Jesus. Okay, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good tithing to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the broken heart. Now watch this. Bind up the broken heart. Here God is using bind again, but he's talking about taking broken hearted people, binding them up unto himself. So you see how the church can be opposite of the Father? And he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Your ways are not my ways. So we just need to conform to his ways. Now let's go to the New Testament. Well, I'll tell you what. Here's another word, bind it. B-I-N-D-E-T-H. Bind it. Psalms 147:3. Job 5:17-18. Psalms 129 verse 7. Isaiah 30 and verse 26. I wish I had time to go over some of those, but let's move on. Let's go to the New Testament now. And we want to look at this word binding and loosing when it showed up in the New Testament. And we want to look at it in context of what the mind of God was when he said it. I don't want to look at it and get my mind and go out and try to implement something. You see, I want God's mind. I want God's mind on everything in this book. Everything. Okay. All right. Now let's go to Matthew 16. Okay. Matthew 16 verse 18. Okay. It says, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Okay. So the basic subject here in this context is building his church. His church is made up of who? People, right? Okay, it's not made up of demons. It's not made up of angels. People, okay? So he said to Peter, I'm going to build my church. Then he made the statement, now hell ain't going to prevail against it. Okay? Hell don't run the church. Hell ain't ever supposed to run the church. Hell ain't even supposed to interfere with the church. Satan can't interfere with nothing here. Now, Jesus was in a meeting, and then he showed up. He yelled out. Jesus shut up and come out of him. Kept on preaching. Hell don't change the course of a service. And that's what we got to be watchful with. But we will deal with him if he show up. Now, out in the public, you ought to go hunt him down. And deal with him. Glory to God. But when you come here, you're hunting God down. Glory to God. Okay. It says, and I will give thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You see, bind first, you see, loose last, but there's a principle that says the last shall be first. Now, Peter, I'm going to build my church upon my divinity. I'm going to give you authority. Okay? The church is made up of people. All right, Peter? They got a lot of bound people out here. They Satan and bound them to himself. I want you, with the authority I give you as a believer, not just a preacher, as a believer, I want you, and everybody supposed to be loosing somebody. If we ain't never loosed nobody and got somebody set free, then our ministry do need to be questioned. Okay, there's a world of people out here, and as you are taught and the Holy Ghost come on you, I want you to go. I'm going to use people now to build the church. Go loose them from the devil's kingdom. Bring them and bind them to me. Let me bind up their broken heart. Let me bind them to myself. Bind them to the kingdom of God. And then, if they come in the kingdom, they get to acting up, Paul will tell you what to do. Loose him. Get it. Y'all come together and get him out of here. Loose him. And when he repent, then bring him back and restore him. That's binding and loosing. Binding and loosing in the scripture was used for people. That's what I'm after. It wasn't used for no devils. Let's come on now. And I know there's a scripture over there that said bind the strong man. I'm getting there. I'm gonna get there. I'm just about there. Okay. My point is, this was for people. This wasn't dealing with the devil. Now, there's a way to deal with the devil, but this principle was not set up to deal with the devil. Let's go to 18. Matthew's 18. Any questions before we move on? Okay, Matthew's 18. And look at verse 15. Matthew's 18, chapter 15. Look at this. Watch this. We're still talking about this principle. Now, this principle going to show up again. And notice when this principle show up, it wasn't talking about demons. It said, moreover, if thy brother, your brother, a person, people, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go tell him his fault between thee and him alone. And if he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother, not a demon. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, and in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it to the church. This church that Jesus said he's going to build, made up of people who have been born again, been loose from the power of the enemy, and God done bound up their broken heart, done bind them to the kingdom of God. They're in the stall of God now. Okay, they're inside of the stall. Okay, and it says, tell it unto the church. But if they neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man. If he ain't going to do right after all of this, he's a heathen. Okay, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth. Now, how did he talking about brothers and keeping peace among people, and now he start talking about binding and loosing? How he jumped to demons? If we keep this in context and we follow the principle from the Old Testament, he is dealing with people when it comes to binding and loosing. And the loosing part of it deal more with casting out the devil and loosening people from the devil's shackles. Okay, let's keep traveling here. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. If you look at John, you can write this down, John 20, verse 21 and 23, here's a principle that he gave the apostolic mantle, and everyone that was under, in that divine order had the same authority operating in that vein. He said, whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted. Whosoever sins you retain, they'll retain. Now, he wasn't talking about giving the priest some authority for you to come confess your sins and then I forgive you. That ain't what he was talking about. Because a lot of folks in America think their sins been forgiven since the Pope came through, and they don't know if they die, they're going to... Let me leave that alone. Can't no priest forgive your sin. Curtis can't forgive your sin. What he's talking about here is when they come into the household of faith and someone have created some offense and someone is messing the house up, then I can retain that thing. You can retain that thing against them, and we can release you, and that thing is retained against you. God will hold it against you in the household of faith. And then, if they repent and come back, we can remit that thing and restore you back to fellowship. That's the authority of the church. And that's what he was talking about. Okay? Now, we can read into all of this whatever we want. And we can go all on YouTube. You can bind all the devils in America. Let me fast forward. The only one that can bind the devil is the angel that God going to send down from earth. And the Bible says he's going to bind them to the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. Yeah. And, okay, if I bind him in somebody, is he bound? Why is he still killing folks? Why is he still, okay, I'm praying for you. He jumping somebody over here and make you get up and do something crazy. He ain't bound. My point is, the binding and loosing in the scripture was dealing with people, okay? And when we're dealing with the devil, all we do is cast that devil out, okay? And let me tell you something else. There's a scripture, I'm going to just quote it, that say, when a strong man keep his palace, all his goods is safe until a stronger man come, right? The stronger man that the scripture was talking about was Jesus himself. Because there's a scripture, let me see, I think I wrote it down. There's a scripture, and I'm fast forwarding in here. There's a scripture that say that the prince of this world is cast out. God, Jesus done already cast out the strong man. All we doing is dealing with principalities and his imps. And many times when we're dealing with devils, you can sense devils. I remember one time on Plank Road, I sensed the devil in a little petite woman. I mean, little bitty petite woman. This big old huge man had a problem with his wife. I'm like, how in the world you got a problem? Until I sensed that devil in that woman, and I commanded that devil. I says, what's your name? That devil came out that woman, and her hands grew, and she talked with a man's voice and revealed the name, and I called it by name and said, go. Now, when we're dealing with demons, there are times when God can reveal to you the root. Okay? And he'll many times, that's why Jesus said, what's your name? Okay? Now, you didn't see Jesus binding him. You said you seen Jesus cast him out. Okay? Okay, let me keep traveling here. Let me keep traveling. No, we don't play with demons. We're going to cast them out. And you ain't going to have no show. Amen. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Every one of you can lay hands on the sick. Don't lay hands on sick folks and then watch, see if they get hit. No, lay hands, keep on moving. Keep on moving. Amen. If you're watching for the sign, you don't believe it. Just lay hands, and if 10 get healed or 2 get healed, it wasn't you anyway. Lay hands, and the Bible said they shall recover. Then it said they shall cast out devils. He ain't said nothing about binding them. So I hope and pray I don't see y'all on YouTube binding no devil after this teaching here. If you do, that's your business. I ain't going to be responsible for not telling the truth. And that's between you and God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, and let's see here. I'm just about finished. Let's go to Matthew's right fast. Matthew's 12 and 29. I want to show you something. Okay, I'm going to read verse 29 first. Then I'm going to back up and read verse 20 through down to verse 29. And I'm doing that for a reason. I'm doing it for a reason. I'm going to show you the reason in a few minutes. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man? Now, this is where a lot of people, they read this scripture right here, and they'll take off with binding and loosing. Mm-hmm. But they never went back to the Old Testament to see the mind of God in binding and to see how God used put it in place. And so we'll build a doctrine around. In fact, I don't know many other scriptures you can find like this. In fact, this might be isolated, but and the reason I read it first, because I'm going to back up to verse 22 and show you the context of what this verse was talking about. And then that binding right here going to look irrelevant. And it is irrelevant. I can show you, let's see, 5 times from verse 22 to verse 29, he talked about casting out spirits, casting them out. Casting them out. I can show you 5 times where he said cast them out. Then you come find 1 time where he said bind. Common sense ought to say that might have been a mistranslation. Because the scripture don't agree with that word right there. Now keep in mind that don't mean there's error in the word of God. There could be error in translation. Keep in mind the Bible wasn't written in chapters and verses. And sometimes men put verses in places where they probably shouldn't have been. Because sometimes they'll get a chapter, verse 1 through 30, but really and truly when you read the original document, it didn't stop at verse 30. Because okay. There was no chapters and verses. Y'all follow me? Yeah. And so we got to keep that in mind when we study in the scriptures so we don't go off half-cocked. Yeah. And a lot of people are half-cocked. Okay? So I read that verse first. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except first he bind the strong man? Now, I'm going to tell you something. You know, Jesus was the stronger man. Satan is a strong man. Jesus was the stronger man. And he went in and he spoiled the devil. And now all we dealing with is the imps and the principalities. But the reason we can cast them out is that he done already been defeated by the strong man. Jesus is the strong man. So why do we ever give the devil the title strong man in people? Let me find out who the strong man is first. Okay. And I understand that there are principalities, other spirits that cause others to be grouped up. But don't give the devil that much credit. Don't give him that much credit. He's an imp. He ain't got, only power he got is deception over believers. Okay, now let's back up. Let's read it in context. Okay, we're going to back up to verse 22. Let's get the context of this. And all the people, we're talking about people, and all the people were amazed and said, "Is not this the son of David?" And when the Pharisees heard it, they said, "This fellow doeth what?" Put up a finger. He do what? He wasn't binding no devil. Jesus is our example. He was casting out devils. That's what we do. We cast them out, and we're not casting them out of wood and chairs. We're casting them out of people. And once we cast them out, then we bind the people up unto God. We bind them to the kingdom. We bring them to the kingdom where there's safety. We're bringing two things together. That's the true mind of the scripture. Okay? It says, and all the people were amazed and said, "Is not this the son of David?" But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, "This fellow doeth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of devils." Okay? See, the Beelzebub is the prince of devils, and God, Jesus dealt with him. Okay, now that's one. You can put up one finger. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city and house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan," what? Okay, so now we establishing that he's talking about casting out Satan. That's basically what the context is talking about. Okay, and if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if Beelzebub, what? Cast out devils. We're still talking about casting out devils, okay? And he's using different examples here, but the word is showing up. The word of God is showing us what we're talking about. Okay, so now if we want to let the translator's mistake cause us to make a mistake and start binding the devil to people, then that's on you. Okay, so it says, and Beelzebub cast out devils, but whom do your children, what? Cast them out. I mean, the scripture is clear what we're talking about here. Therefore, they shall be your judges. But if I, what? Cast out devils. The whole five times Jesus here using the word cast them out, cast them out, cast them out. And then we keep on reading. It says, but if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then, and keep in mind when we do deal with the devil, it's by the Spirit of God. Because like when I was here, God be my witness, I stand up here and I lied not. I didn't see it when I first met that guy. I didn't see it that Thursday night. I knew he was kooky, and I don't mean no harm. But God is my witness. Saturday, I saw the Spirit. And I didn't see that thing the first day, you know. And I saw the Spirit. But the Spirit of the Lord didn't lead me to mess his service up and give the devil no glory. That's why we got to be led by the Spirit dealing with the devil. So he cast the devils out by the Spirit of God. But the Spirit of the Lord is the one that directs us. They that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. We don't manufacture nothing. You're led by the Spirit. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. There was a lot of people that had demons in them, and the kingdom of God came unto them. But there was a lot of people. Jesus walked right by the pool of Bethesda. A lot of crippled folks. One person. He was led by the Spirit. And when we're not led by the Spirit, we're in the flesh. Okay. It says, but if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Or else, how can one enter a strong man's house and spoil? Somebody says spoil. Now this is what we need to do to that devil. We need to spoil his goods in people's lives. Okay? I see the activity of the enemy. I find out what he's doing in your life, and I put a stop to it and spoil what he's doing and cast him out. We're not binding him to the people. And we need to understand this ministry of binding. And I done showed you the scriptural foundation. And you can go finish studying for yourself and let the Lord talk to you further. It says, and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Now, this, like I said, this scripture right here, this is, somebody take this scripture right here and then build a doctrine on binding and loosing. But now when you read the context, he was talking about casting them out. All them scriptures, all of them words Jesus was saying, then we let one scripture make us build a doctrine, and now we go around binding and loosing, and now we got a ministry of Jesus that he never called us to. And the real ministry is to loose people from the power of the enemy by casting the devil out of them and bind them to God's kingdom and teach them and train them and let God bind up their broken heart. Clap your hands and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I think that's enough tonight. You walk away from light.
You'll be getting to praise the Lord. Our time is just about up, but I want to thank you for tuning in, and I want to, in my closing, give you some other scriptures to study about binding. Do you not know that we're supposed to cast out devils and bind the people to the kingdom of God? Let me give you some other scriptures to study to show you the biblical use of binding. Psalms 105 verse 17 through 22, Isaiah 61 verse 1, Luke 4 verse 18, Hosea 6 and verse 1, Psalms 147 and verse 3, Job 5 verse 17 through 18, Psalms 129 verse 7, Isaiah 30 verse 26. I want to close by reading a couple of scriptures to you. In Hosea 6 and verse 1, listen at the word of God. Come and let us return unto the Lord, for he has torn and he will heal us. He has smitten and he will bind us up. God want to bind you up unto the kingdom of God. He want to cast the spirit off of your life. We can go cast the devil out of people, and then we take those people and we bind them up unto the kingdom of God. And the way we do that is we teach, we preach, and we bring them unto God and bind them to the kingdom. Isaiah 61 verse 1, the Bible said, the spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tithing unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the broken heart, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Satan has bound many people, and one day God's gonna bind him. The Bible said he's gonna send one angel and put a chain on that old serpent, the devil, and bind him in the bottomless pit. Until then, he's loosed in the earth. And when we find his works in him in people, our job as believers is to cast him out. Glory to God. And take those people and bind them up unto the kingdom of God, as well as binding up their heart. That's what the scripture teach. God bless you. Hope you enjoyed the word. Want to encourage you to go to our website, www.someonecaresministry.org, for more free teaching. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. If you'd like to call us at 225-272-6644. 24/7. Apostle Lewis said, we love you, thank God for you, and remember, Jesus cares for you.